We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call Banks is brought to you by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. By Fox Ridge's York Casino, the wonder of it all, and by York Instill Install. Confidence. The two-time Super Bowl champion, number 58, of course, the great, our good buddy, Carl Banks. Hi, Carl.
Hey, what's happening?
Will we see, in your humble opinion, Landon Collins on the football field for the New York Giants a year from now?
I guess they have to cross that bridge when they get to it. I hope they do, anyway. He's a free agent. He's earned the right to be that, and the team has earned the right to use their franchise tag. I hope he's back because he's one of the best safeties in football.
And replacing him would be very difficult. Yeah. I mean, you've talked about this defense and a lot of the issues that they've had. If you eliminate Landon Collins, and I'd bring him back. If it's a franchise tag, it's a franchise tag.
You got to bring him back.
It's not that bad for a safety. I think it's like $10.5 million. It's nothing crazy. Long-term extension would be better. But if you let him go, you got to replace him. I mean, that's not easy to do.
Well, you have to replace him. But here's the thing. When we talk about the money that players make, let's keep two things in mind. One, it's not our money. Two, it's what the market sets for that position. So if you're a great player or a good player or a top 5 or 10 player, that market is set. So it's not like a team busts their salary cap to pay a marginal quarterback. It's when you have a market set for a player, that means every team in the league at least feel that at that caliber, that's what they're going to have to pay. That's why you see so many quarterbacks, and I'm not saying it's right, but they allot for that. And you see so many quarterbacks for, you know, the last 5, 6 years that make a ton of money that are not that good. It's not their fault. It's just what was collectively bargained, and teams have to pay that. They can, you know, you can have a ton of teams say, I need a quarterback, but I don't want to pay what the minimum wage is for a quarterback. You know, how does that sound? You got to pay it. And so hopefully he's back. The market says what he's worth. His performance puts him in that slot. So I hope he's back. Mm. Let's put it that way.
You know, I asked the future Giant Ring of Honor member Paul Dottino yesterday about whether
you like that.
You like that, right? I asked him whether or not he thinks that Eli is back as the quarterback next year. What do you think about that, Carl?
I don't know. I think if there are so many options that they have available, I think if they draft a guy, he could be the bridge to the new guy. If they decide to look in free agency, I don't know if he's going to be their option coming back. And I think, you know, there's still a possibility. They'll look at him and say, you know what, he still has something, and I think we can work with him. If they don't feel great about the class of quarterbacks coming out and the class of free agency. So, listen, if the Giants decide to move on, it's their right. And, you know, I'll support the guy that they put in there. Put it that way.
Carl, earlier this week, you were very upset about something. I could tell you were a little upset about an article that was written and published at WFAN.com. Is that correct?
Upset? Maybe a little bit.
Come on now.
A little bit.
I'm not aware of this. You're going to have to
enlighten me. I'm going to fill you in. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay,
go ahead. You want me to
go
do
ahead.
It?
Yeah, I mean, it's one more thing the station needs is another two of their people fighting and bickering amongst each other. But I felt it was necessary.
I don't think it's fighting and bickering because I think, and I forgot who wrote the article. I feel bad.
Kaidel, Jason.
Jason Kaidel. I think Jason would love the fact that you ripped him because you're giving attention to the article.
Believe me, he doesn't.
I don't know Jason Kaidel, like right?
He would like for me to rip him in public.
Jason Kaidel works for the station?
I don't know.
CBS.
CBS.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do we work for CBS? I thought we worked for Entercom.
No, we work for Entercom.
Yeah, well.
Well, so he's not happy that you ripped his article. Is that what you're saying?
Let's just say he would have preferred me rip him in private.
Oh, okay. So I guess, because I think I read it earlier in the week, but I may have forgotten a few things. I think basically I've ripped Pat Shurmur too, but not for this reason. He ripped Pat Shurmur saying that the guys aren't playing for him and they quit on him. And I think that was the thesis of the article. Is that
Yeah. And that part of it, you know, when you're a coach in this league and it comes with the job to be criticized, but don't criticize the man's character. You know, he started his article by going after Pat Shurmur's character, and I thought it was out of bounds. And I would say that, and Pat's a friend, so I know him personally, but I would say that if it were Ben McAdoo. You know, unless these guys have done something to make you question their character, then you don't go there. There are so many other ways you can rip a coach's performance before you go to a man's character. And I thought that was completely out of bounds. And like I said, you know, we're here in our discourse in discussing sports. So, and at the end of it, I told him, if you keep acting like a fan, you'll end up writing like one. And that's what it sounded like. You can't, you know, you got to be more professional than that. There are a lot of ways you can get at a team and at a coach than attack his character. And it's out of bounds. And then he was a little upset that I took to Twitter and criticized him. I'm like, well, hell, it was on Twitter where I read it. So why not?
Right. Mm. I'll say this about Pat Shurmur, because Joe and I were talking about this 3-4 weeks ago when they're 1-7 and they look the way they look. And we were discussing, boy, would the Giants take the rash step of firing this guy after 1 year if they don't think he can handle it? This run that they've been on, I don't know if it puts him in the class of, you know, he's a great head coach or he's a good head coach or giving Giant fans confidence, but he has done a good job. I mean, there's no denying that this has been a different football team out of the bye.
Well, they're certainly playing for him, there's no doubt.
Well, that's without question. They're playing
for him, sure.
But right now I look at them and say, boy, they could win 7 games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. And maybe it starts with the offensive line. It probably does. I think the play from the line has been a lot better. But just this has been a team that after that bye has looked completely different.
Well, they've all sang from the same hymnal, even though the performance didn't match up with it. And like I said Monday, I thought this was their best team victory, the best they've played as a team. And they were far from perfect, but they all complement each other. They all did something to contribute to the win. And, you know, you had the feeling that when things weren't going right, they'd figure it out and try to come away with a victory, and they did that. So, but, you know, as far as, you know, journalists or reporters taking shots at team, I don't care about it. That's part of the job. And I think coaches know that. Reporters know that. And, you know, these reporters / journalists need to make names for themselves. They need to have their articles read. They have the clickbait initiatives and all of that stuff, and have at it. You know, that's part of it. You know, some of it's wacky as can be, but that's part of the part of the process too. So, you know, I always tease Pat Leonard. People get mad at him. I tease him when he's off the wall with some of his stuff, but, you know, it comes with the territory. I have no problem with that. But when you start attacking these men's character, that's where you're out of bounds. Unless they've done something to make you question their character, don't do that, because they have children, they have wives just like you do, you know, and they have families and they do their best. But, you know, don't attack the person if you don't know the person. You can attack their coaching style, you can attack the fact that they don't inspire guys to play for them, but don't go there with the character assassinations, man. It's just, it's out of bounds.
And, yeah,
you know, and I Jason and I had a little dialogue offline, and I'm having it now because I think it's important. But, you know, guys, look, reporters have at it, man. It's part of the job. Do what you do, whatever your angle is. Just don't, you know, you don't need to attack these people's character as people.
You know, one of the things that bothers me, talking, of course, to the great Carl Banks, is the way the perception out there about Mark Sanchez. Now, and that the first thing that people ever talk about with Mark Sanchez is this dumb butt fumble, you know, against New England, you know, in a game that they were getting hammered, it didn't matter anyway. And this is a guy that's won 4 playoff games with the Jets.
Yeah.
This is a guy that on back-to-back weekends beat in the playoffs on the road, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and he gets treated, Geno Smith gets treated better than Mark Sanchez. It's ridiculous. It really is, Carl.
That's because he's gone through the car wash that's known as New York City media. And once the narrative is out there, it's hard to shake it, man. You get a two or three people that will identify him with the butt fumble. It becomes national news, and it's hard to shake it. But I'm in the same camp as you, Joe. The guy can win football games. He's won football games. He's an opportunistic quarterback. He can make plays. So, you know, the fact that he just identified with the butt fumble is crazy. He's made some plays in his career, and he's been a good quarterback more than he's been a bad quarterback, but we only know him for, you know, running into the back of his teammate.
Which is ridiculous. And I give Mark credit because he's handled it very well. I saw him at his news conference the other day.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
listen, he's viable. He's not some guy he's literally off the street, but you're not going to treat him like he walked off the street and doesn't know anything about playing winning football. I think he gives the Washington Redskins some competency at that position. Now, they've got some challenges with their offensive line, but he'll be able to execute their offense. As well as anybody that's in there right now or available to play quarterback for the Redskins.
They have had – I mean, injuries are part of the league.
It's unbelievable.
But they have had a rash of injuries that you don't see very often. I mean, they are losing guys at an epic, epic pace, especially on that offensive line, Carl.
Well, yeah, but, you know, every team is impacted in some way by significant position injuries. It just happens to be theirs was the line and then the quarterbacks. Last year, you know, the Giants had their rash of injuries with the strength of their team, which was their wide receiving core. So it's happening. Some of it you just can't avoid, but it comes with the territory. You just got to be able to battle through with the resources that you have available. And sometimes those resources aren't very good. So you have to take your medicine and be competitive and hope that some teams take you lightly. But, you know, and this is, you know, the roster size has a lot to do with that. The ability to develop depth at positions has things to do with that. But everybody's playing by the same rules. So one team gets hit with a rash of injuries last year. Nobody really feels sorry for them. And, you know, this team has to go and deal with their injuries. It's just the way it is.
Mm.
And then you got healthy teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars, they look like a shell.
They're
of themselves.
Not mentally healthy, that's for sure.
What did they say? Did they have any interest in playing football last
night?
Oh,
my God. It just,
how bad was that?
I was so embarrassed for them on
God.
99-yard run. Mm. Yeah, guys missing tackles.
Like
but wait,
six.
Miles Jack, who's a really, really fast linebacker, he runs all the way. Yep. He ran 85 yards to catch the back just to give a feeble effort at bringing him down. I was like, why did you even bother running? Just to show everybody you're fast?
It was pathetic.
By the way, Derrick Henry actually grabbed the face mask of A.J. Bouye on that run.
Inadvertent.
Yeah, of course.
When an offensive player does it, it's inadvertent.
Of course.
Yeah.
Carl,
the face mask got in the way.
Let's get the keys to the game. They're, of course, sponsored by Tri-State Kia Dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full line of high-quality, stylish, dependable vehicles. The keys to winning yet again, Carl.
Well, they're going to have to play with the same mentality that they took into the Chicago game because Washington has a very opportunistic defense. They can keep a lot of guys in coverage because of their front four. So that said, protect the quarterback, protect the ball. Run the football. Be aggressive at the line of scrimmage. Defensively, it's the task that has bedeviled them most of the year. It's find Jordan Reed and don't let him become a major factor in the game. The reason I say that, and Vernon Davis as well, Vernon's their more vertical guy, but the reason I say that is because the Redskins do not go vertical down the field a lot. They rely on intermediate passing. So you've got to create some deficit situations on down and distance, but you cannot allow the tight end to wreck the game for you defensively. And then, you know, there's always that old guy named Adrian Peterson. He ripped off a 74-yarder here at MetLife Stadium. So they got to play the run well, too. But I would say for the most part, be solid against the run, but you've got to be good against the pass. Now, they've got a safety issue here with the Giants, so I'm not sure who's going to draw Jordan Reed or Vernon Davis, but it's going to be a safety or a combination of players. I would say to their advantage is the rules that allow you to jam a guy within 5 yards. I say they should take advantage of that as much as possible. But those are my keys, is defensively don't let the tight end become a major factor in the game. Offensively, protect the football, protect the quarterback, and run it. That's what it really comes down to, because Josh Norman and Swearinger and those guys, they are ball hawks and they are opportunistic, and they will become the offense for the Redskins if the Giants turn the ball over.
Mm. He had a 93-yarder against the Eagles, too, for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson.
That was Mark Sanchez's first play.
Yeah, handed the ball.
Handed it off beautifully.
Right, right.
Looked great doing it.
Yep.
Carl, enjoy the game. Thanks for popping
on. Carl, always a pleasure.
Thank you,
Carl.
Guys.
All right, man.
All right.
Carl Banks on the Giants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.